Welcome back to the Red to Row podcast. Gonna try to wrap this up quick today. I am running a little bit behind. It is Monday. I got to record this actually Monday night. Got to record this, edit it, get it out tonight. Running behind. Actually, the rest of the year is going to be mostly focused on my other podcast. Go check it out if you are a football fan at all. It is called The Fake Punt, and it's typically a monthly football podcast, but we're ramping it up twice a month or every other week, basically, with me and my stepdad, Tom, a couple of big football fans, and I run through the analytics, and we watch as many games as we can, games we can't watch. We watch the highlights. So that's going to be the bigger focus for me the rest of the year during the football season, but I'm still going to get these podcasts in. Don't know how many guests we will have or how long these episodes will be, but still going to get them out. And so just wanted to get that out there. Hopefully we'll get, you know, another co-host on here. We've, you know, trying to get another co-host and get some more guests as well. So to help me out with that. But we are going to do a non-Brooks and Dunn one today. It's, you know, a lot of country artists passed away that I want to get to. This podcast is more based on the older country artists, ones that have passed, ones that have recently passed, stuff like that. And, you know, I guess the bright side, if there is a bright side to someone passing away, is a lot of times I discover their music. And it happened with Charlie Daniels. I obviously knew who he was, but hadn't really listened to him until he passed away last year. And today we're talking about Nancy Griffith, who is a folk country singer, passed away in August 13th at the age of 68. They did not say how she had passed. And I had not heard of her at all. Until she had passed away to like a folk country type of an artist. I'm more into the country, but you know, her name popped up on some sort of a country music group. And so I had to check her out and she had some success. So I felt like I should bring her on here. And there's some others that have passed away that we're going to get on here as well. I'm not sure if I can't really remember. I haven't recorded in a little while, so I don't remember if I've mentioned, but Tom T. Hall, actually a bigger name in country music. We're going to be doing an episode on him, and hopefully I can do him a little bit of justice, but probably not entirely. It'll just be one song and a little bit brief here and there. And then Don Everly of the Everly Brothers, not really country music, but I kind of wanted to do an episode on him as well. And there's a couple others that passed away last year. I think Billy Joe Shaver. I think there was Jerry Jeff Walker. And we will probably get into them as well. But Nancy Griffith, you know, I listened to all of her songs, or not all of her songs, but a few hours of her music. And this one kind of stood out to me. Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. Not really coincidentally. It is one of her more popular songs. Actually did not, I don't think, peaked on the country charts or any sort of a chart, but it was one of her more popular ones. And it was a cover. It was written by John Prime, released by John Prime in 86 off of his album German Afternoons. But then for this version of Nancy Griffith, she recorded a duet with John Prime and released it off of her album in 1993 called Other Voices, Other Rooms. Now, that album was a cover album. Only covers were on it. And apparently it was really successful. It won a Grammy. Yeah, the whole album, well, yeah, I just said it was all covers. So let's get into the song. There's not really a whole lot. It's a 4-minute and 20-second song, which is a decent length. sort of in the genre of, I would consider it, yeah, folk country. But really, there's pretty much only two verses and a chorus, and it repeats the chorus quite a bit. But it's a slow song, so it kind of stretches that out. The first verse, it starts out, it says, you come home late and you come home early. You come home big, or you come on big when you're feeling small. And it goes on, this actually says, and you come home curly. I had to look up what curly meant. Apparently it means drunk. And it says, sometimes you don't come home at all. So sounds like the first verse, there's someone, maybe the narrator's significant other, husband or wife, and they are sometimes coming home drunk, sometimes coming home late, sometimes not at all, combination of all of them. And the chorus, it says, so what in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? And then it says the name of the song here. You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Very interesting. The speed of sound of loneliness. Now, I don't know if you can really extrapolate that, or if that even really makes, maybe that doesn't even make any sense, but maybe it does. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. The speed of the sound of loneliness. Yeah, I don't know if that makes any sense, but it sounds kind of cool. Obviously, I mean, I know generally what they're trying to say. Very quickly, the speed at which maybe this person is becoming lonely, I guess, is probably what it means. And then it has another verse, looks like even shorter than the other one. It says, well, I got a heart that burns with a fever. And I got a worried and a jealous mind. Well, how can a love that will last forever get left so far behind? So continues sort of what it's talking about the other two verses. And it kind of just keeps repeating the chorus and has these long kind of breaks with the instruments. And, you know, it's a good sounding song, much different than Brooks and Dunn, much different than the other songs that we have on here. I'd say it's generally good. I should probably get into actually some Nancy Griffith overall. I like this song. This is a song I'd say I definitely is a nice sort of a road trip song. I'd say if you are a folk fan or country fan, a nice kind of a relaxing type of a song. Don't really care a whole lot for other music. It really is not country music at all. Not that she's trying to be country, but much more folk, even maybe some folk pop possibly even in there. So not really my cup of tea, but this song I like. I mean, I definitely would recommend it. It looks like her most popular one charting on the U.S. country chart was the album Lone Star State of Mind, the most popular single that she had on the U.S. country chart was also Lone Star State of Mind. So a little bit about Nancy Griffith. Let me pull it up. Get to the top of this page. So it says that she was born in July of 1953. She was an American singer, guitarist, and songwriter, raised in Austin, Texas, and lived in Nashville, Tennessee. And she toured with various artists and performed with a few others as well. She had a band that was referred to as the Blue Moon Orchestra. So that's about all I have to say for this. Wanted to get her in there, and there's going to be some other country artists as well that we bring in. So that's all I had to say about this. And it's just a brief podcast. I'm sorry if you're a Nancy Griffith fan out there, I'm sure I didn't do her justice. You know, I'm very new to her music, and also more used to listening to the true country. So, no discrediting to her. I'm sure she was one of the better folk singer-songwriters out there. So here's to Nancy Griffith, and we will see you guys next week.